Feels good. It feels good to talk about that, man. It actually makes you feel good, makes you feel proud, all that. But guess what happens? That alarm clock goes off at 4 a.m. to train. I don't want to be a SEAL today. I don't want to be whatever today. I'll start tomorrow. And that's the usual pattern of people's lives. Until you really want to do something, you're always going to be a talker. I know why you hate me. You hate me because you're probably in the bed right now. You're probably an underachiever. You're probably somebody who doesn't want to do anything with your life. So I make you question everything about yourself. So I'm going to continue making you question yourself by coming out here and being even more successful. So like I said, I'm always examining myself every day. What is it? What is it? Well, there's only one thing you haven't examined yet, and it's going back to the beast, going back to the demon. So when I went back to him, I realized that that was the unsolved mystery. At the end of the day, I asked myself one question: can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting. So a lot of people can take one more step, but they choose not to. I don't know if you can take two steps. You got to answer that question after you take the first step. But I can always take one more step. So if I choose not to, that's on me. I got to live with that. But all the times that I was like, I'm not going back. And I went back. I'm not going back. And I went back. I'm not going back. And I went back. It showed me even more of what we have as humans, if we're willing to go there and we're willing to push that extra step. So for me, this was the new level. Let's not quit yet, Goggins. Let's think about your options. Where are you going to end up if you quit this? Where are you going to go? What's amazing about the human mind is that it becomes your new norm. Like, to think that I can run 200 miles, 240 miles, and that becomes like running 50, I never thought that was possible. This is why I'm always pushing that limit, because I know that within pushing these limits, there's always more. But what it did was it showed me what is possible. And that's what set the new stage for me. That's when I realized, oh man, I've really been underachieving my entire life. But it taught me what is possible. Because we all think about quitting, it's hard. It's hard to process information during pain, because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's going to get you through hard times. But there's a lot of thought behind a person being a born loser, becoming who I am today. You don't just wake up and just rocky. You got to wake up and think about, you know, there's a process to getting better. And that process is never finished. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to. So if you really want it, you realize what trying is and what trying is not. Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. Once you put away your phones and your computers and all that we have nowadays, yeah, that's great. We're up to date. But your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, you're going through death, real life. You can't Google that, man. There's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain, and your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways, and it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over. That's how you have to live your life. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. And all I knew back then was hard work. The only way anything gets accomplished, you got to work hard. You got to work hard. I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if you're not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. Okay, well, I got to write out every thing I do. And then write it out again. And write it out again. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realized if I keep going back and going back and going back until it just becomes, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out.
It'll find a way.
Because he is not going to stop. It's not like, I'm going to try one more time. No. It's just like, alarm clock goes off, boop, we're going back. I can't read right, we're going back. I gave myself no way out, and my mind realized that. They said, okay, we're going to adapt and overcome now. That was my mindset. And that's how you get through things. You put yourself, you immerse yourself in wherever it is, and you become that. You become that and give yourself no way out.
But people don't want to go through the process of focus, of teaching yourself how to truly focus. I was the lowest form on earth, no talent, no ability to learn. And I literally know what it is to be rock bottom and to build that up. It's like, whether you believe in God or not, I do. He put this lab rat, which is me, on this planet. And said, let me see. Like, running is running. It sucks, but you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes.
It seems like, especially with confidence, right, or self-esteem, there's a relationship between confidence and competence. Mm-hmm. So what you're looking to do is try and have what you believe that you can do be ahead of what you can do.
Right.
Now, you're not looking for it to be delusional. You don't want it to be able to believe that you can do something like fly, right? But you need to have a relationship between the two. But what people are asking for is for their confidence to be so far ahead of their competence that, or without having even been competent at anything in the beginning. And that's just delusion. That's fantasy.
Build belief. Belief is like, there's an after school special belief where the mom says, believe in yourself. And that's all great. But there's also a built belief. Like for me, I came from a bad place. How I build belief is through the daunting tasks I put myself through. So that's proof positive that I can. So it correlates. And that's how this piece of kid I once thought I was built belief by saying, I was in 3 Hell Weeks. I went to Ranger School. I tried out for Delta Selection.
Undeniable stack of proof.
That is proof, mother. So whenever you think you can't, confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm going to knock that out. You got to look over here and say, I can knock that out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself. It starts with yourself, man. You got to start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's going to be a false reality. And the second life gives you that challenge.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
All you want to do is go back to what made you confident. Or what gave you confidence is that happy spot. No, what gave me confidence was spending years at a kitchen table trying to learn how to read and write on my own, realizing I can't learn the way you learn. I can't, but I can learn. What gives you confidence, not being afraid, is overcoming the fear. That's what gives me confidence, is facing these things, overcoming them. And maybe not overcoming them every day, but facing them. and face them and face them. Pretty soon, like this, you know what, man? This is where it's at. It's not in that comfort zone. It's in the discomfort zone is where my confidence is getting built. That's where it's getting built. But people want to, they want an easier answer.
Yeah.
There has to be an easier way. There's not. I'm sorry. I searched for it my entire life.
You cheated. I did. You lied.
I lied. I did everything. And I still felt empty. You never examine this. Happiness, peace, enlightenment. It's all up here, man. It's all up here. It's all up here. You just got to be willing to go and face it. And that's the hard part. Where most people quit, I had just started. And when you take that mindset and you learn to flip that around, that's what made me powerful. And my body followed. Failure, hell, disappointment, discomfort is a great learning tool. And many people don't understand that. It's these few moments in life that you have. Like for me, I always talk about it. Rocky 1, round 14. That 1 2-minute and 13-second clip of Rocky getting up when Apollo knocked him down. That one clip, when I was going through a very bad time in my life, I saw what I wanted to be. And it wasn't a guy that won. It wasn't a guy that won everything he did. It was a guy that kept getting up after being knocked down. So I realized if that 2 minutes and 13 seconds changed my life, so I was. I saw something that I needed to be in the world I was living in. Maybe my story will give someone the 2 minutes and 13 seconds they need to change their life. Everybody's got a story. We don't share it on social media. We share our nice life on social media. We all have a dungeon. I'm just willing to talk about mine. I don't care how you perceive David Goggins, because through my journey, I figured out the one piece I was missing. I thought it was cars. I thought it was women. I thought it was money. I thought it was everything. The one piece I was missing was me having the courage to face myself. Where I got my work ethic from was the hours I had to spend learning this. When you sit down and you're not smart, and you have a disability, and you still want to be at the top of your class, I didn't want to just get by. When I realized that I can learn through hard work, and I can beat the valedictorian in school, but I got put in 10 hours more a day than he does. You know what kind of strength comes from that? When you're sitting down, that guy that valedictorian studied for an hour, and you know, I caught you, and I am dumb. But I have the work ethic to catch you. That's where David Goggins got really invented. Was at a kitchen table with 20 spiral notebooks that were empty. And then 3 months later, they were full. And when you can go through that, I still have them in my storage unit. You go through these spiral notebooks of your life and you realize, this is how I learned. This is unbelievable.
Why is the truth so important?
You have to have the truth to have a starting point. And your true self is found, honestly, in that very uncomfortable zone. We all look for toughness. We all want it. But we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. Those of you who are listening to this, whoever hear this, you will not find it. I was trying to look for it everywhere. The only way you find it is to drown yourself in a position where you're just out of sorts. But you say, you know what, man? That once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point.
I was born David Goggins. David Goggins wasn't good enough. He was a scared, bullied, abused kid who struggled in life. And that kid, whenever something got tough, no matter how hard I trained, no matter how ready I was, whenever something got tough for me, David Goggins, the real David Goggins, would come out and he would quit. So I realized this over a period of time. So I had to build Goggins. And in that process, that's where I get better. You have to be your best self and your least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get me there. Because I'm not going to always be motivated.
Jocko said the exact same thing. He said that discipline eats motivation for breakfast.
And discipline's good too.
But without a clear headspace, there's no discipline.
What do you mean?
So let's say we have a circuit breaker, okay? And I'm loading everything up to one circuit, just load it up. It's gonna blow. And once that thing blows, man, the circuit's all up. You gotta have each thing plugged into the right spot, like a crowded garage. You can't put anything in it. Once your brain is crowded, discipline is great. Motivation is great. But if you can't fit it in your brain because it's all cluttered with, there's no discipline. So a lot of people talk about discipline. Okay, great. Why do you fall off the wagon? Why can't I continue with this routine? Going to the gym, being better, waking up early, eating the right foods. It's because maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your job. And it's all just stuffed in your brain. You don't have it compartmentalized and organized in these nice shelves. So where am I going to put discipline in that mind if I can't find other? You got to be able to find all these different things in your mind. Oh, I can put discipline right there. I can put consistency right there. I can put all these things right there in that spot. If your life is not organized, and your life being everything around you, because it takes one little piece of an outside interference to clutter your whole mind. That was the biggest thing. I had to stop caring what people thought about me. I realized that everybody's up. That's the one thing I realized. I walked around and I put these people on a pedestal. Everybody was better than me. So I can't tell you anything about me because you're going to judge me and I'm going to feel even worse than what I am. What I realized, once I calmed my mind down and sat back and looked at how jacked up this world is, once you realize that you are not alone, everybody that's talking to you about how jacked up you are, only thing they've done better than you is they've hidden their world better than you have. That's all they've done. Most of us fail in life because we're afraid of what everyone around you is thinking. That's 100% truth. So we live by the narrative of other people. When I first called a recruiter to be a Navy SEAL and I was 297 pounds, the first recruiter looked at me and said, "You're not going to be able to make this, man." So what he was doing was he was projecting his energy on me. He knew he couldn't be a Navy SEAL. So God helped this black guy, because I was only the 36th African-American to make it through in over 70 years. How's this black fat guy going to make it through in my ass? He wouldn't even know to try. So he's projecting this. So a lot of us who are negative people, all we do is project how we feel on other people. So what happens is that there's a lot of negative people walking around the planet Earth who are afraid to try, because everybody, a lot of people are very negative in this world. So we are afraid to fail. Why? I told you, man, you shouldn't even try it, dude. Just chill out, relax. Why are you so crazy? Why are you so obsessed? So all that stuff drives the quitting mind, I call it. The mind wants to quit. The mind's tired. The mind's deserving. The mind thinks it's very deserving. So yes, the biggest problem in this world is other people, not yourself. It's other people in your head. They are puppet mastering you pretty much on your life.